WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to Giant 90.9 WBDG. On the west side, the best side of Ben Davis High School, live in the studio with my main man, Mr. John Easter, pushing the magic buttons. I would say it's like, you know, ones and twos.
Yeah, we don't have that
like DJs do, you know?
You know, I was talking to one of our graduates from the program, DJ Indiana Jones, and that's what he does, you know?
Yeah.
He, well, one of the many things he does. But he was talking about how he does the records now. I mean, there's no records involved.
I know. But I still
it's all digital.
I got 45s at home, and I got some albums at home. Yeah, so and I got a record player. I'm old too, so I also got some. I got some 8-track disc too, cassettes. I ain't got the video disc. I threw those. I lost those. You know what those are? I'm just kidding.
Right.
You do
the old, laser disc.
You kind of young.
Yeah.
You understand those days.
I'm youngish.
I'm being nice. Y'all know I'm old. Well, folks, we got an awesome show today on the lines. We got some awesome guests. My guest is sitting out there waiting. And before I get to my guest, I don't want to tell you who it is yet, because if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, you already
know.
You already know. But I want to talk about, first I want to do my big thing we call the,
Yep, we got the big old big board. And, of course, we are getting towards the end of the semester. So finals week is coming up December 17th through December 21st.
Ooh.
Of course, winter break then will start on the 22nd, go all the way through January 7th, and school will reopen Tuesday, January 8th. So we'll get that out of the way first. Holiday Music Marathon's coming up December 23rd, 24th, and on Christmas Day. Play the finest holiday hits for you right here on Giant 90.9. Of course, you're listening to us here on School Talk with Emerson. We are on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. You can hear this show again at 2 p.m. on Sunday. We got our all of our social media platforms. You can follow us online at WBDG Indy on Snapchat. You know, the face chats, the Insta snaps,
all that stuff.
Hey, there. Oh goodness, what's going on over there, Miss Crowley?
How Hillary jumping in?
Live radio, everybody. Then, of course, tonight we've got Ben Davis basketball. The Giants taking on the Pike Red Devils. That is a 7:30 start tonight. Giants and the Red Devils of Pike. Giants are 2-0, trying to get to 3-0 tonight. Hey. And then the Lady Giants, they've won 3 in a row.
Wow.
They'll be back in action tonight against Lawrence North. That's a 7:30 game, but we won't have coverage because we've got the home game with the boys on at 7:30. So that's a good look at that thing we like to call...
Hey! Yeah, that's awesome. Big boy kids doing stuff are young scholars doing stuff. Now, one thing about this, now, 16 seasons since 2003, we've had mayors on the show. We've had Mayor Peterson. We've had Mayor Ballard. We've had late, great Congresswoman Julia Carson on the airways. We had governors. We have senators. We got shout-outs from presidential candidates. President Obama gave us a shout-out. We've done interviews with presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. We covered McCain when he came to Indiana. We covered Palin when she came to Indiana. We covered this. We covered that. And on telephone, we're covering it again, because on the phone, we have the man from one of the greatest cities in the world, Deputy Mayor David Hampton on the telephone. Good morning, sir, because you are the bomb. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the greatest radio station in the world.
Are you awoke?
I am awoke. I'm up.
Is it awake or awoke?
I think you can use both at this point.
sir, great. We are honored that you're on our airways. We appreciate you taking it. We know your schedule. We appreciate you, and we want to keep you safe. And so I'm so glad that you took my advice. And because he was gonna be in the studio job. I said no.
Hey, I was gonna come.
He was gone, but then the fog is
trying to keep me safe.
Now I got to. You know, you got a lot of things you got to do. You got a lot of work left. You know, not that I know anything about the future, because if I did, I'd be rich. But but you know, your track record goes back away, and our track record goes back way back when you're just well, you're still a preacher and pastor of the Light of the World, Christian Church. You know, but you know, your reputation precedes you before you even got into politics. So I take my hat off to you, sir. Big time. And Deputy Mayor, now you've done some things and looked at your bio, and are you from Indianapolis, Indiana originally?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Born and raised here. I heard you going through the list of Ben Davis opponents. I am a proud Lawrence North graduate. But I know that's probably not something you all want to hear on the Ben Davis airwaves.
It could be worse. It could be one. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, born and raised here.
Okay, awesome. College?
Attended UIndy.
Okay. University of man, you went off.
I won't tell you how long ago, but yeah.
You can
do
it.
The University of Indianapolis, not Indiana Central.
Okay. UIndy. All right, great. All right, and you got master's degrees in theological studies?
Right. I attended Christian Theological Seminary, earned a master's degree and a doctor of ministry.
Awesome. Because I always ask my students when they're on the airways, I always ask them, what college you're going to and what you're going to major in, you know, because secondary education is so important. Even if it's not college, it's got to be something, the trade school or something, because the high school diploma is, you know, I mean, some folks get rich, you know, sometimes it happens with the high school diploma, but you need a secondary education.
Well, you know, you're so right. And for the young people who may be listening, I can't stress enough the importance of education. And like you said, college may not be for everybody, but you can still learn and you can still be very successful. And those who do go to college, I don't want to paint any illusion. There's no guarantee of a job just because you have a college degree and graduate. But the key to an education is to learn. You know, if you go to college, you want to learn, get a degree, and try to ensure that translates into, you know, a job security for you.
Yeah.
And then I would encourage young people, you know, whatever you want to do, either way, it's going to take hard work. Hard work pays off. Anytime I talk to a group of students or teens or young people, and they ask me what I do, and I say, well, first of all, I work 80 hours a week. I work 7 days a week. I don't get a day off unless I take some time to myself, which I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to, whatever you want to do in this life, you have to be willing to work for it. And sometimes we don't see the behind the scenes. But, you know, everybody, young people, all the individuals young people admire, whether it's Drake or LeBron James or Emerson Allen or John East or whomever, they don't see the hard work sometimes that's being put into their craft. So that's what I like to stress to young people. We see the glory sometimes, but we don't see the work that it takes to get there. So hard work pays off.
Speaking of hard work, you were appointed as Deputy Mayor of Neighborhood Engagement. Okay.
Right.
What is that?
That's a good question. Well, the mayor has what are called mayor's neighborhood advocates, and we have about 11 mayor's neighborhood advocates. Those
yeah.
are wonderful, wonderful staff individuals who represent all of the major neighborhood areas. So we have North Side, East Side, West Side, South Side, and all of those groups have neighborhood associations. And so I oversee the full staff of those advocates. Cam Radford is the director of that department. So he's a wonderful director there. Then I also oversee various aspects of neighborhoods and departments that fall under my purview.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, Veterans Affairs, International Affairs.
Okay.
Also oversee, don't necessarily oversee, but work very closely with Chief Roach and IMPD,
okay.
the Office of Public Health and Safety. So really, if you think about it, anything that has to do with neighborhoods in general, which really is kind of broad, it falls under my purview.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I'm very proud about that the mayor has initiated that I have helped to kind of see through is the mayor's youth council.
Okay.
Mayor's youth council. We also employed 3,000 teens. Over the summer, or the youth summer jobs program called Project Indy. And then, you know, I continue to work on issues regarding poverty, hunger, mental illness. We have neighborhood resource centers now so that individuals don't have to come downtown necessarily mm-hmm. because it's hard to park. You know, you have to go through security. Mm-hmm. We're offering services in neighborhoods at various central locations.
Okay.
So those are just some things we're very excited about. But I have a very broad job,
right.
And, you know, I couldn't do it without the assistance and help, really, of the community.
Gotcha. Speaking of assistance, right now I got to give a big shout out to one of your neighborhood advocates. She's a Ben Davis graduate. I call her, she's my niece, because I'll tell you a story behind that. Racia Poston.
Racia is wonderful. It's,
yeah, she's wonderful. A Ben Davis graduate, Tennessee State University.
That's right.
That's one of ours. One of ours. And let me tell you a story.
She's a Delta. She's my little soror.
Hey.
So, you know, I'm a man of Omega. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, man, just I go with you. That's cool. Bring it on. Bring it on. Shout them out.
She's a great advocate. I hear nothing but great things, and she does a great job.
She's been awesome. I mean, even when she's going through the hallways here at Ben Davis High School, and this little story, and I'm probably getting in trouble for this, but but one day, you know, when I was working on staff, working the hallways, you know, and I first met her, and we started a conversation. She said, "Mr. Allen, can I call you Uncle?" I said, yeah. So every day I got my hug like an uncle, and we conversed every single day for about a year, her last year of high school. And to this day, she's my niece.
There you go.
I've been following her and watching her when she went through college, and now she's worked for Andrew Carson when she was volunteering in Washington, D.C., and things that she's done. Oh, you got an awesome advocate for the community.
Well, she's got a very bright future.
Oh, man. So, and speaking of the youth council, I don't know if any of the kids from Ben Davis are on the youth council this year. I really don't. I tried to find them. I couldn't find them because of privacy issues. But I hope some of them are, because that is an awesome council. Can you tell me the things that the youth council does? Are there anything in particular you can point to that they've really had a finger on since the kids been on it this year?
Well, you know, they meet. They have a number of sessions throughout the year, and I'll show up. The mayor will show up. They have various guest speakers. But mm-hmm. I think recently one of the sessions that has resonated the most has been talks of race and cultural relations.
Wow.
It's a very diverse group, you know, and we intended for that to be the case. But, you know, we're in a strange climate of division in this country, and race relations is a very important topic. And so that was a discussion, I think, that they enjoyed and continue really to discuss.
Mm-hmm. In your bio, it says that you received the presidential call to service award in 2011. What did you do to get that? I mean, what did you do? Can I get one?
I don't even know. I don't know why.
I want one.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed. And, you know, as you mentioned, as the pastor of Light of the World, and as a pastor in general, it's always been my passion. You know, each leader has their particular area of passion. But for me, it has been social justice, issues that mm-hmm. Affect all of our people, young people. So whether it's education or, you know, poverty, which I mentioned, those are things that I've always been involved in. And it's a blessing to be, not that I look for recognition, but to do those things behind the scenes and then to get any sense of recognition is mm-hmm. a blessing.
Right.
And I actually received that award when I was a pastor in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. So that was
Brooklyn.
Great honor.
I missed that part.
Yeah, I used to live in Brooklyn for a few years and pastored church there and moved back to Indianapolis in 2012. So, yep.
Now I'm going to get into Kool-Aid now. My daughter back and forth to New York, so I'm going to have to talk to you about a good church in Brooklyn.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can steer in the right direction.
Yeah, because her boyfriend lives. I'm not putting her business in the street now, but she goes, hey, you on radio?
You may not want you to tell that.
Boy, the
question is, do you approve?
Oh yeah. He's okay. An awesome all chef. Right. I'm trying to get him to come in and episode. Yeah, he can cook. He's a chef. He's, oh God, he's, oh man, can he cook? Woo, make you want to slap your mama. That's how good the food is. When you talk about some of the things you did, you do for the city, I got kind of confused there. It sounded like your resume from church.
You know what? I'm really glad you said that, because oftentimes people ask me, well, how do you balance, religion and politics?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do church work and city work? And I try to answer that as honestly as I can, and I don't want to sound too theoretical, but I always say I don't have two jobs. I really have one job, and that is I'm a public servant. I'm a servant. I'm a servant of God. I'm a servant of the people. So whether that's in the city or whether that's in the pulpit, to me it's the same thing. And much of what I do overlaps, and it already overlapped. And really, Mayor Hogshead and I go back some years. We've been friends for years. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of the ways that we knew this position would make sense is a lot of the stuff I do as deputy mayor, I was already doing that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. It's not a departure from anything I've done. I'm sort of doing the same thing, just in with a fancy, wonderful title,
mm-hmm.
and a great position with some great people.
You got a lot of bosses. You got a big boss. You got a boss on the 25th floor. You got a big boss above the 25th floor.
That's right. I work for some great bosses. And again, to young people listening, if you're ever going to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower.
Yeah.
You have to learn to follow.
That is so true. That is so true. In your position as deputy mayor of engagement, and since you've been in this position, what's been your highest point, or what's your high point so far?
Well, aside from, watching how my children look at me, and my daughter also works for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of her. She actually works in the mayor's action center taking phone calls.
Oh,
that's really
tough,
the ground level
job.
For the city. They get all the complaints.
Man.
They get all the first level.
Ear full. Needs.
Right.
Woo.
Exactly. But, for me, it's a lot of what I do, you don't always get to see the tangible wins right away,
mm-hmm.
And in this business, if you're in it for a certificate or a plaque or a trophy or recognition, probably in it for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. But anytime I can take a request, a need from, let's say, a neighborhood organization or individuals, and I see that to fruition, that's always a blessing for me. That's where I get the most gratification. For example, maybe a neighborhood that said, well, when are we going to get our street paved?
Mm-hmm.
And, those things might have already been in the works. And when they get paved and they see that, it's credited to, our administration, or it's credited to some work I may have done behind the scenes to help expedite or make that happen. So those are sort of the high points. And those things happen, every day, and I don't count them up. But I do like to see our city improving, and mm-hmm. the most needy areas that need, that improvement. I'm a big advocate for the Martindale-Brightwood area and some of the areas where, the deepest needs have not yet been met fully. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of work to do, but we've done a lot of great work as well.
Now, the other side of the question is what do you least like about the position?
I wish there were more hours in the day. the work is never done.
Mm-hmm.
The work is never done, and that can be frustrating because, in city government, things can be kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
State and federal, I don't fully know how what their timetable may be, but in city government, things are pretty slow. So, you have to understand when, and I know you worked, had Bart Peterson mm-hmm. on when he was the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we are just realizing now under Mayor Hogshead that were really initiated by Mayor Peterson or even Mayor Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get everything accomplished in 4 or even 8 years or even 12 years. So, mm-hmm. some of the things we're doing now may not be realized for another 10 years, and we'll be well gone out of this office. Mm-hmm. But the key is, this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Yeah.
So if you can, you know, try to be patient and do the best you can while you're here, that's the key.
I always tell people that, you know, national politics is one thing.
Right.
State politics is another thing. But local politics, you can put your hands on.
Every day. Every single day.
I mean, residents can get to talk to the mayor, get to talk to the deputy mayors about their problems, whereas when it comes to state and federal, a little more difficult.
A little bit difficult, yeah. You just can't walk up to Governor Holcomb and talk about your street light is out, you know?
You
can't walk up to the president, President Barack Obama. He's still my president.
I heard you.
I just had to throw that little joke in there. But yeah, you can't walk into the United States Senate or the House of Representatives and talk about your, you know, what you need for your street or your neighborhood or the trash didn't get collected. And
yeah, you can walk into a city county building and, you know, legally, naturally, get past security. And then if they got a city county council, you can say, you know, and you see your counselor there, I need to talk to you tonight after you get done with this meeting. Okay, well, I'll meet you out there. You know, they do things like that.
On the street and walk up to me. Always out in the neighborhood. So, you know, but if you love what you do, local government is very rewarding. But yes, it is very up close and personal. And everybody's issue is personal.
And
they think their issue is the only issue, you know, so. Sometimes we have to remind people there are 800,000 other residents.
They don't care. They got blinders on.
We will get to you as soon as possible.
Exactly. But, yeah. That is so true. Picking the neighborhood. I was just on Instagram a couple of days ago and keeping with the community and spirit of the mayor. The mayor was out in Hallville Wednesday walking the streets and talking to the residents. And one resident he stopped and talked to was my father-in-law.
Is that right?
Out there in Hallville. My father had a big old cheese grin on his face while he was talking and shaking hands. And my nephew, Tedrick Hardy, who's been doing a lot of volunteering and youth mentoring at Hallville Park out there in Hallville, he actually made the video. I hope you have a chance to meet him. You need to meet him. That's one young man you need to meet.
Make sure I meet him.
We're doing some great things for our young people in the community. And my question is, what message is the mayor trying to send or City Hall trying to send to the community as the mayor goes out and walks the streets? Is the message there? Is the message that, you know, we need you? Is the message that, you know, you matter, that we all on the same team? Now, Lucia?
The chief of police, Brian Roach, this is their way of saying we don't want to just sit in an ivory tower and try to lead from there. We want to be down on the street level.
Mm-hmm. I think my signal's going in and out. Yeah, I think my signal is going in and out. You still there, Deputy Mayor? Yeah, I think we're losing our signal with our checker signal.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You went out. You're back. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I know the chief was with him too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those are really the mayor and walks, and they do that periodically.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be getting shucks. I hate technology sometimes because our signal's going out a little bit. Must be that fog that's cutting into our signal. Can you hear me, Deputy Mayor? Are you still out there? Mr. Technician, are we still hooked up? Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, it's technology. We're losing our signal. So anyway.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you breaking a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard okay. But it's great seeing the mayor out in the community. I would definitely
be among the people.
And that's so huge when you see that coming down. When you come out of your house and you see the mayor on your steps or walking, that's huge.
Right.
That is so huge. And young people helping young people. And I know you love our young people. And so, you know, I'm old and you're so young. I'm so glad that you're in that position to show young people what young people can do. I appreciate that. Yeah. So I'm going We're losing the signal. I really appreciate you taking the time on your busy schedule to call in. I know you wanted to be in the studios. I called it off in case folks are wondering. I said, no, call in because you was coming, and we'll get you in our studios at another time when the weather is better. That way we won't have this technology.
Well, I'd love to come back.
Great. Well, you will. And so I'm going to let you go on the go because our signal is breaking. And you got an open invitation. Anytime you're doing something in the community and you want us to know about it, please let us know, and we'll definitely be a shout out for you. All right, sir. Yeah, we lost our signal. Thank you, sir, for calling in, and love everything you do, and we'll talk at you real, real soon.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye. That's technology, y'all. And but it's just, I appreciate the deputy mayor taking time out of his busy schedule. And y'all don't know. I mean, John Easter knows. But y'all don't know. You just don't know, Caesar, how busy these folks are running the city. Like you say, he say he works 9 days a week. And how many days a week we got in a week?
Seven.
And he works nine of them. You know, that's awesome. You know, and it's an awesome position to be in. You know, I worked for Mayor Bart Peterson as a faith-based coordinator. And it's awesome when you go out in the community and you represent the city. Can you imagine the opportunities? Here you are. You're reading the proclamation. This happened to me. You're reading the proclamation. And you're reading the proclamation says, on behalf of Mayor Bart Peterson, I pronounce blase, blase, blase. It sounds so cool. And I did that one time, and it showed up in a video on a program called Faith, Hope, and Love. And that video, how many continents do we have? Come on now. How many continents, Caesar?
Seven
continents? Seven continents. This video was seen on seven continents.
Oh, that's impressive.
That's impressive. Seven continents. Me reading the proclamation for the city of Indianapolis. And the way I read it, I didn't do this on purpose, y'all. The way I read it, I said, I, Bart Peterson, now pronounce. If he didn't know no difference when I said that, if he didn't know who the mayor of Indianapolis was, and I said, I, Bart Peterson, now pronounce, what did I just say? That I was what?
The mayor.
The mayor. I didn't mean it on purpose. But when you see the video, if you don't know who the mayor of Indianapolis is, the way I'm reading it, I, Bart Peterson, now pronounce, blase, blase, blase. It was so cool. But you know, I didn't represent or misrepresent. You know, I didn't do that on purpose. I was just reading the proclamation, and I inflection. It's called inflection when you throw your voice. But you ought to watch it. It's so cool. But anyway, the good thing about it is having an opportunity to represent the city, and that's what is so cool about being a representative of the mayor and of the community is standing in. For certain individuals, and when you stand there representing the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, I mean, it is really something cool. So that's just what I wanted to say. So anyway, but I had fun. I really did. So anyway, last week we had spring break, right? A fall break?
Thanksgiving break.
So how y'all? what'd y'all do?
I just stayed home, ate, and then went to sleep. Woke up, ate. Went to sleep.
Okay. Who are you now?
Oh, Tony.
I don't know your name, man.
Tony.
You owe me $10.
For what?
No, I don't know.
Because I thought you owed me $10.
You're probably right. What did you do, Tony?
I went to my aunt's house.
What'd she cook?
Everybody cooked.
Everybody cooked? You cook anything special?
I didn't cook, but by everybody, I mean everybody else.
you said everybody cooked. That means you cooked something. But you just cooked up appetite, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a good Thanksgiving, though? Both of y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You see anybody in your family that you didn't see last year?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody join your family that you didn't see last year? Anybody just join your family?
No. That happened to me.
How bad was you?
It was like 10 people I didn't know.
They didn't know you.
Right.
That's bad. In your own house? No, I'm just kidding. Because you don't ever go.
Well, I go, but there were, like, different people there this time.
Oh, you didn't know those people.
I guess they were family friends.
Sure, you went to the wrong house, didn't you? You went to the wrong house. Say it. I went to the wrong house. I'm just kidding.
It's possible.
It's a movie called, by Sidney Poitier, called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That's what Tony did. Guess Who's Coming to Thanksgiving. Y'all don't know me, and I'm hungry. I'm going to do that one day. Like a wedding crasher, crash somebody's Thanksgiving thing. I'm about to wait till I get famous and do it, because... I'm not famous enough. but I am kind of famous because Deputy Mayor Hampton, he said LeBron James, Drake, they used to Emerson Allen and John Easter. He put us in the same sentence. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Man, that was cool. I ain't never been in the same citizen with Drake. Well, super many people say I look like Drake's daddy sometimes. When I put on a crazy hat, my mustache, but I look better than Drake's daddy. I look better than Drake's daddy. So put that out there. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. But somebody said, something, you look like Drake's daddy. I wish I had Drake daddy's money. He got any money? I don't know. But Drake got some money. But either he's for Toronto. I'm not for Drake anymore. I do like his song, though. Will you call me on my cell phone? Okay. Who I got next week? Anybody know who my guest could be next week?
Could be me.
Could be me? Yeah, it could be. You never know. Because we know this is student produced and student run. And if the students don't show up, Caesar, we're in trouble because it's student produced. Hopefully somebody learned something today from Deputy Mayor David Hampton. And I appreciate him being my guest. Also, shout out to his staff in the mayor's office for making this interview today possible. Really, really appreciate that. Can't tell you the names because it's all top secret. Yeah, right. Okay, I get you guys to class. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be infectious in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like David Hampton, Deputy Mayor, said it twice, didn't it? Deputy Mayor of Indianapolis, Indiana. Copy him, you can't go wrong. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. Give me a connection. The views expressed from the schools are not the same views of the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. There's views of my guests to me. So until next week, I'll see you. Be careful out there. I'll see you on